Across the nation, over 700,000 restaurant cooks prepare literally millions of meals each day. Most of them cook to order. Since different foods require different preparation techniques and cooking times, filling the dinner order for just a party of four can be a major challenge.
Tonight. That's how I'm feeling. I mean, I think it's an old dirty bastard kind of night. That's how I feel. I mean, I was thinking about doing the regular intro and all that. Hey, I'll put that on in the background for you. I was digging it, and then I was like, you know what? It's an ODB night, so I'm going to fire off some ODB. This is happens to be one of my favorite songs in the world. And yeah, I can throw Rawhide on too, but maybe we'll do that later on. That's a little bit, that song is a little heavy, so I don't know if I want to do all that right away to get started. There you have it. That's what's going on. So what's up, everybody? Welcome. It's 10 o'clock. It's Monday night. It is the first True Cooks show of the year. That's right, 2016. And, of course, I couldn't have a True Cooks show on this radio program without bringing in my dude, the one and only, the mayor of True Cooks himself, Chef Chad. Brother, what's going on?
What's up, man? Brooklyn Zoo. Brooklyn Zoo. Dude,
I had to do it, man. I had to play a little ODB. That's the kind of night I'm feeling right now. That's the kind of feeling that night. Like, I just thought it was the right thing
to
play.
That's super dope. Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy New Year.
Ooh. Dude, a Happy New Year to you, too, man. It's been a minute or two. Everybody was real busy for the holidays and whatnot. And
sure.
I'm sure that you're no different from that. So I know it's been a minute since we checked in with you and had one of these shows. So I'm happy you're here.
Yeah, no doubt. Likewise, man. I'm happy to be here, too. Bless everyone.
And we were talking, it's so funny, I feel bad for Chad. We were talking before the show a little bit, and he's got some little spotty cell phone service at his house, so he's got like one little tiny area he can stand in for the whole show. It's so funny, I feel bad for you, dude.
It's all good, man, it's all good. We have beautiful weather here today. It was like 75 degrees and sunny, and, you know, it's real cool. I'm sure my neighbors think I'm crazy, but beyond that, it's all good.
That's awesome, man. It's fucking snowing here, you know, the Northeast, you know what it's about. This time of year, all it is snow.
No doubt. That's why we came with those hoodies. We got a few more little warm ones on the way.
Or those fucking badass jackets that I happened to get for Christmas. And you were so awesome to help my family make that happen. I appreciate that, man. Being cool to my wife, my mother-in-law, and just, you know, they don't know how to order shit. And they, you were very cool.
Man, thank you so much. And you know, it's like I'm not personally involved with every single transaction that happens through TrueCooks.com, but you know, a few of them, you know, come to my attention, and you know, we always try to look out for everyone that looks out for us. So, you know, it's always a pleasure hooking you guys up, you classy folks.
Oh, it was awesome, man. It was so cool. I had no idea either. I thought for sure they'd ask me to, like, you know, how do we do this? And I had no idea. I opened it up. I was like, holy shit, you guys got this jacket. And it's badass, man. It's my everyday jacket now. I wear it nonstop. I'm already beating the shit out of it.
Word, word. How's it holding up?
It's good, man. I lost a button on it already, but, you know, it's holding up well. It's holding up well.
Well, there's another one on the inside. There's one stitched in on the inside. That's the replacement button. So, you know, you got to get somebody to sew that on for you.
Oh, yeah. You think I can't sew?
I don't know. You're a busy man. I don't know. maybe you got sewing skills. I don't know. If you do, you know, we might be able to talk after the show.
You may make some socks for you. I'll make that happen. So, dude, tell me about the holidays, man. How much did it change business-wise for you guys? Because, you know, obviously, you know, there's a lot of people ordering stuff for the holidays and getting presents out and whatnot. I can only imagine that over at True Cooks HQ, it just kind of went nuts.
Well, you know... Yeah, I mean, that's pretty typical for any retail, you know, businesses, is that you're going to have peaks and valleys. And one thing that we're really lucky with True Cooks is that we don't really shoot too high. You know, we don't. We kind of do our little small runs, and when they're gone, they're gone. And, you know, like if you see something at True Cooks, and it's like, you know, it's current, it's new, and you know, you jump on it and you miss it, and it's gone forever, basically. You know, and but yeah, I mean, of course the holidays were busy for us here at HQ, you know, but holidays are busy if you're a chef. And, you know, yeah, man, I mean, fucking Valentine's Day, what can I say? It's just a couple of days away, you know, like I'm focused on that right now. We got through New Year's, we got through Christmas, we got through Thanksgiving, we got through, you know, all of the bullshit attached to all of that. And now we're focusing on Valentine's Day.
Dude,
it's a constant struggle, man. It's a constant struggle. You know, we burn the candle at both ends here at HQ. You know, not a damn thing changed. Actually, we're trying to turn up the heat a little bit with the blog game.
Yeah, no doubt, man. The blogging is looking awesome, and there's a lot of cool things you have on the blog right now. Like, I was just checking out a little bit ago. I mean, the Big Fat Duck cookbook review. I mean, just all the stuff you're
writing. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
It's awesome, man. The stuff with Chad White, you know, I mean, it's fucking great. And it's kind of becoming a place to go check out new things or things happening in the business that maybe mainstream, you know, stuff's not going to report on or talk about.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. And you know, I'm we're really trying to bring it with a certain level of quality and, and to bring it from that same genuine place that True Cooks is. But absolutely, you know, there's a huge focus on expanding the editorial content of the website. And it's given us an opportunity, you know, right off the bat to be able to showcase, you know, some of our team, some of the folks that stood by us from the beginning, you know, and also shed some light on some chefs that love True Cooks, that are down with this whole thing, that aren't really out there on Instagram crazy like that. And they all have interesting stories. So it's really given us the platform to kind of share, you know, with our community, you know, all of the cool people, you know, cooks, chefs that are really truly down with True Cooks. And,
right.
You know, like this is something that I'm very committed to. And, you know, we've got a strong little team in a couple of cats that are helping me with it. A majority of it's written by myself, you know, and I'm no English major, you know, I'm a fucking cook. So, you know, it's like, boy, you know, when I'm sitting down doing that shit, it's like it's taking away time from so many other things that, like, I really need to be focusing on. But we're making it work, and you know, like I'm real optimistic. We got some cool things lined up with a lot of really dope chefs that we want to, you know, throw some light on this year. And you know, anybody that's interested in contributing, you know, at an editorial level, you know, don't be shy. Shoot an email to info@truecooks.com and, you know, holler at me. Let me know.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Let me know what you got. Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's certain criteria that's got to meet, but, you know, we I'd love to be able to throw some light on some chefs that want to write some shit.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. That's badass. You got, if you think you got what it takes, you want to write something for the man, give him a shout. You know, he'll tell you what's up, and I'm sure the criteria is going to be pretty intense. But once you get it, you know, there you go. But don't worry. You just heard Chef just say himself. He can't spell worth a damn either, so don't feel bad if he can't spell.
Yeah, it takes a long time to write those fucking things, man. And then you start putting hyperlinks in and all this other shit. You know, like, honestly, you know, like I taught myself. It's 100% self-taught WordPress, which I'm sure, you know, like any child can probably operate now. But, you know, like for me to go into the website, you know, for my webmaster, just be like, man, I don't have time to hold your hand through this shit. Figure it out, fool.
Right, right.
You know, I'm like, okay. You know, and you know, I mean, if, you know, I would check with him to make sure if I, you know, put something in, it wouldn't alter the functionality of the site. But, you know, there's a little bit to learn, you know, make those things look, you know, clean and proper. So, you know, it's been a fun project. You know, it's been a fun project, and we've really been blessed with you guys on Instagram. Check out SDJ, capital letters. He's a old school New York photographer. Such a talented, such a good dude, SDJ. Yeah, I got to shout him out. This is his first foray into shooting pictures of chefs and being in the kitchen and stuff. And he's definitely our dude on the street in New York. You know, and anybody out there out that way is looking to get dope photos done, holler at that dude, man. He's such a good dude. He's helping us out big time with a lot of these pieces out of the East Coast. So big shout out to that guy.
I mean, that's awesome. Dude, I'm going to have, on off though, just talking photographers and food photographers, I'm going to have Dan Krieger on my show very soon, which is amazing. I mean, I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but one of the biggest food photographers in the country. And he's eating all over the country, man. He's going to be on the show.
That's super dope. You know, like on the topic, you know, I don't know if anybody knows that Medium Raw, Jim Sullivan.
Right.
That's a good dude, too. He's out there killing it, fucking living the dream. He's a good chef that's actually out there taking pictures. And, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, not to get off topic, but I think a lot of people would really be shocked when they find out, like, because this happened to me recently, you know, that a lot of, like, their favorite, like, Instagram food pages are not ran by chefs.
Right.
Anybody that's even in the fucking shit. And, you know, it's so there's some big names out there. You know,
yeah.
A lot of these people have blocked True Cooks.
Are you serious?
From their page. So, yo, absolutely. And it's the funniest thing. But some of these really, really, really big, you know, million follower ones, you know, it's like, wow, you know, really?
Wow. Man, that's
okay.
Fucked up.
So, you know, so we operate, you know, Plum, we operate at such a level of transparency that, you know, sometimes it's probably a detriment to the business, you know, and, you know, I make my identity, you know, no secret. So if anybody has a problem with something, you know, they can absolutely reach out to me. And, you know, that's for better or for worse. But we're a small company. You know, we'll continue to be a small company. And, you know, that's how we're going to run it. But it's interesting. You know,
The Simmer Down shirts are badass. I just gotta point that out. I think they're fucking awesome. My sous chef lost his mind. He was like, holy shit, that is awesome. I mean, is there a story behind it, or is it just the obvious?
Oh, man, that old Sherry O'Terry, man, from SNL back in the day with that crazy lady that you talked about, Simmer. Simmer Down.
My God, look at you.
Like, you know, like me and like all my friends, you know, we just kind of caught on saying that back then. And, you know, I know a lot of people get a kick out of it. You know, we just, you know, and quite frankly, a lot of people do need to simmer the fuck down. You know,
I yell it nonstop still. Simmer down, simmer down.
Simmer. Okay, before you even go any further, just simmer. Just simmer.
Look, stop the boiling.
Just simmer a little bit. Yeah.
Just turn it down a bit. Just simmer for 1 minute.
Simmer
right?
down.
It's called a poached egg, not a boiled egg. Fucking just
relax. Yeah,
relax.
Yeah, man. It's a funny joke, and you know, you know, it's funny, man. The story behind those team colors, you know, there is a story behind that. Is that, you know, it takes a long time to get these things made, right? So, you know, like 8 months ago, there's one team in there that I thought was, you know, if I was betting, you know, like 9 months later, you know, somebody's gonna go to the Super Bowl. You know, one of them is a Super Bowl contender. One of them is a colorway that I liked, and one of them is a colorway of a football team that was my team in New York. So, you know.
Nice.
So that's how we wound up with those, man. And it was like, damn, we were so close with the Denver colorway, too. You know, what's back, you know.
Dude, that's funny, man. man. That is all right.
Yeah, but those are fun, and that's just a little fun, little jump off, man. I've been working like fucking crazy all last week, and it's gonna spill over into this week on the spring drop, and we've got some things locked in, and it's gonna be a big drop for us, and it's gonna be some new shit, and we're gonna continue pushing this thing forward, and the embroidery game is tighter than it's ever been, and we've got some new pieces, and yeah, I'm feeling really optimistic about it, man. It's really dope. Like I'm looking at it now, like I want to show this to people.
Ah, that's awesome, man, dude. I'm digging the House 2 snapback too. That's awesome.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, that's another thing we'll continue doing. You know, that's a. That's going to be a standard. So I think that, probably, I would say, 80% of the stuff is going to come and go. But,
right.
There's going to be, 20, 25% of the stuff is going to be around. You're always going to have the, variations of, a logo tee. You're always going to have variations of, certain pieces. And, I'm real happy with that. How much you snap back to. We're going to keep that around.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I fucking dig it. And I'm going to tell you a really quick story that you'll appreciate, man. You'll think it's pretty cool. So my server, I have one of my servers that works with me for the things I do.
Right.
She's always kicking it with us. She gets it. She sees me always rocking my gear and shit and watching my sous chef rock his gear and shit. And she thinks it's awesome. I just try to explain to her what it's about. And and she just thinks it's so great. Well, we're sitting here after a catering right around Christmas time at the bar, because you got to
right.
have You gotta have your victory dance after the gig, right?
No doubt.
So we're having our beers, hanging out, getting stupid, and I gave her a Christmas present, and she opened it up, and she got the Chef Drip, the gold Chef Drip shirt, right?
Oh, I love it. Yes.
She started crying. It felt like she had made it in the gang. It was awesome. Like she was like, "Oh my god, I understand this." And yeah, it was very, very cool, man. I was very happy for her to get that. And she wears it nonstop now. And I'm like, you really need to wash your clothes. Like, you're a very attractive girl, but you can only get by on that so much. You just need to wash your clothes sometimes. She understood what it's about. Like, it literally brought her to tears. She was like, this is amazing that you're giving me this. I can't believe this. Like, it's like an acceptance thing for her. So it was awesome, man. She dug it. And just, it's funny to watch how something like that can touch somebody, I think.
That's just dope, man. It just hit me, and thank you for throwing a little light on the apparel piece. Just talking about that, it almost sounds like we're kind of menu engineering and kind of talking about a menu. Like there's certain things that are going to stay that are now kind of classics that we're not going to fuck with. That fucking chicken wing or whatever that one thing is that everybody fucking loves. Like okay, well,
that ain't going nowhere.
Exactly. You might tweak it a little bit here and there, but yeah, that one's going to be around for a while. And there's so many parallels, man, to the the apparel industry and everything that I've learned my 25 years of cooking and they're so similar, Plum. It's like, man, like you're like, okay, this shit's easy. Well, you know what? No, it's not, man. Because it's like you knock yourself out, you come up with these creative ideas, you just fucking hope that people love, you knock yourself out, fucking implementing them, you throw them out there, people either dig it or they don't, and then based off of that you do it again and you
right.
do it again and you do it again and it just never fucking ends, so it's grueling, man. It's fucking grind, and it's one of those things that you really have to be committed to, and now I feel like I have to do it out of a responsibility for the larger True Cooks community. It's like
right.
I can't just fucking take days off, I would have loved to have gone to the beach today, but I had to be on computer for fucking 5 hours, fucking separating fucking color tones and all kinds of stupid shit that I didn't want to get into, So,
dude, first of all, I'm pissed.
It is what it is, though. Labor of love.
I'm pissed that you're talking about going to the beach because that's all I want to fucking do, but, I got to thaw it out,
man,
before I can go there. But
I know that's fucked up to say, but it's there.
Nah,
I didn't go.
I didn't go. But I just remember about a year ago, man, about this time, maybe pretty close to the time about a year ago, we were talking about finally getting shirts in, like female shirts, like made for girls. And, you go on the website and look now, man, and there's a bunch, man. There's a lot of them on there. It's just fun to see the growth, I think.
Right on, brother. Thank you so much. And, it's a big thank you to everybody out there. you know, the fact that, you know, we do this thing and, you know, we work as hard as we do, you know, our one thing, like, first off, ain't nobody getting paid off Two Cooks. I fucking assure you that. But the one thing that really drives, you know, Tanya and I, you know, and keeps us fucking this thing afloat, and certainly all of the people that are attached to the team and, you know, the ones that are really, you know, in there contributing, you know, is the fact that we are touching so many people and bringing the folks together, and this thing's dope, and, you know, we kind of see the big picture, and, you know, we're just going to keep grinding and keep working hard and, you know, watch this thing grow.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a perfect example of the story I was telling you. We gave my server, Chloe, we gave her a shirt, and it literally, she literally teared up, and, like, it was, oh, my God, it was amazing. And I'm like, listen, you know, it's just, it's what it's about. It's about family. It's about working together. It's about, doesn't matter where you're coming from. Like, we're all in this, I don't know, she gets it, which I think is awesome.
It's a community, you know,
right.
And you know, I had the opportunity recently to converse directly with a couple of fans that I think these guys really get their feelings hurt by, you know, one of the posters on Instagram. And, you know, I think that their expectation was is that, you know, I as the moderator go in and ban this person. And, you know, long story short, this person has been banned, been unbanned many, many times. But this person's always reached out to me personally, has been able to communicate, you know, their point of view and, you know, in a way that's reasonable enough to say, okay, yes, let's have some perspective and let's allow this person in there. And what I'm seeing is that as this True Cooks community grows, you know, by blocking and censoring people that happen to have an opposing viewpoint on whatever the subject is, isn't so much a community, dog. Then it becomes kind of a cult because you're filtering the information and viewpoints that people are allowed to express. So now, you know, like the way I see it, because I do moderate all of the social media channels, and that's a fucking bear too.
The job in itself.
In terms of a time investment, you know, if somebody's being abusive or mean or threatening or whatever, of course you're going to get blocked. But if somebody is fucking bitching about, you know, the, you know, technique or food or, you know, anything, you know, technically speaking, then, you know, I'm just going to let it ride. And, you know, I think it becomes up to the community to be able to react to, you know, opposing point of views.
You know, you're absolutely right about
that.
And, I don't know. I hate bitching, period. I think it's fucking retarded. Like, stop bitching. Just do your thing and don't worry about what everybody else is doing. But since you brought it up, one of the biggest complaints I'm having lately, I don't know what it is. Maybe my Instagram is just a magnet for this sort of thing, Chef. But I can't stand non-functional garnish. You know what I mean? Like, the people who have put, like, a thyme sprig on the fucking plate. Like, I don't. If I can't eat it, I don't want it on my food.
Well, we're frying french fries now with whole thyme sprig and fucking whole sage leaves. And, you know, the intention is that those things are fucking crunchy and you eat them with fucking french fries.
Beautiful.
But,
love it. Love it. But if you're serving me a rack of lamb and you're going to take a sprig of a fucking pine tree and shove it in the middle of my shit, but there you go. There's now a bush on your plate. I don't want that.
Listen, I did that early in my career.
Oh. That's awesome.
And I'm very sure there's a lot of people that could say the same. Oh, beautiful bouquet garni. Are you kidding me? This is very traditional French. My God. You know, yeah, we would have the fucking rosemary picked and plucked. Like, you know, there's fucking porn star bush that's not as plucked as fucking that little sprig of rosemary that's, you know,
nice.
Delicately tied with the equally plucked, you know, thyme sprig. And,
nice,
you know, I don't know, maybe even some god-awful fucking little leaf of chervil that you have to add in all the manure to tie this fucking thing up to put it on the fucking plate. Yeah, man, I mean, no, I hear you. Yeah, there's things that set people off, but, you know. Sometimes, you know, social media is kind of like real life, and you, like, you don't really have to comment on everything that you're not really into.
Right. Man.
Maybe just let it ride, and maybe just focus on the shit that you do like. That's a pretty good way to live your life.
I think so, man. Listen, one other thing I try really hard to do, too, and I think a lot of people do, is that just be cool about it.
Look, good, dog.
Yeah, like, just be positive about it, man. I mean, social media, you know, especially for me, Twitter's one of my main things. Twitter is a... It's not a very nice place all the time, and you know, doing the things I do, I post things, people say shit, but you got to just kind of look past it and understand no matter what you do, there's going to be people who say that shit. That's just the way it goes. But try really hard.
Look, dog, I'm going to tell you right now that fucking everybody got a fucking opinion. And, yeah. You know, for the amount of folks that we deal with on a daily basis, the amount of hateful comments is extremely, extremely rare. And, you know, for me as a creative person, I can't help but take the negative comments to heart, you know?
Right,
so
right.
I see that shit, but that's also probably because I operate with such a level of transparency. You know, if you really fucking hate True Cook so much that you have to fucking say something in a fucking social media forum, then do me the respect of at least looking at this thing and seeing that this is actually, you know, this is my fucking brand. This is something that I've invested everything in my life into up to this point, you know, and we've created this really cool thing, you know, and there's a lot of knee-jerk reactions on the internet and stuff, and that's why I take a lot of shit with a grain of salt, you know, and you know, hey, look, you don't like my shit, you know, well, you're entitled to your opinion. That's cool. We'll let it ride. But True Cooks is a sole proprietorship. It's a business.
Right.
It's an extension of myself.
Yep.
And so, therefore, I have to protect it the same way that I would protect myself from my family. And, you know, yeah, you're entitled to your opinion. That's fine. But when you try to defraud my business, myself, or my family, then I've got a problem. And then I'm going to have to probably block you and, you know, let the proper authorities know.
Let the proper authorities know. That's what's up. Listen, our homie Lucio here on the chat room just said, social media, you got to care enough not to care. That's a pretty good fucking line.
Yeah, it's funny, man. This is like some shit that would like what we're going through right now. Like we're kind of defining the boundaries of this thing. You know, it's not something that existed, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, the way that it does today. You know, I mean, we saw like dinosaur versions of it with MySpace and Facebook, early days of Facebook, and you know, point is that it is important. And, you know, one really healthy thing about it, and this is the truth, engaging in social media, you are engaging with other people, other human beings. Now, this phenomenon is unique to our generation. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, if you were riding the bus, you were staring out the window. Best case scenario, maybe you're reading a book. Okay, well, let's fast forward to today. You're now engaging with literally thousands of other human beings. The sense of connectivity and the sense of the truest word, the sense of community and community building, you're engaging in, which is tremendously empowering for human beings. What we're doing is not wasting time on fucking social media. You are building connections that will serve you in real life. During down times that you would have just been enjoying that Philly blunt high, staring out the window of the train as you're going to work or coming home from work, hopefully, you know. So,
you're right. No, you're so right on that. You're so right on that. And it's just, I don't know. Like,
it's just very important. A huge advocate for it, and God knows Instagram corporate is not fucking with me. You know, nobody is, man. Like we get zero corporate America love, zero, 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 zero. But you know, social media is good. It is. It's healthy.
But you're doing well
if you use it correctly.
Right. And your company, you got going on, and you know, eventually there'll be a day where I'll call you, but I have to go through your assistant, and then you'll get back to me in like 2 weeks. That day is coming. I'm not
sure. Sure.
He's like, yeah, whatever, dude. Go fuck yourself. So check it out.
No. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Listen, I have to bring it up because it happened since the last time you and I have done this. We haven't talked about it. All our first of all, amazing. Obviously, and then we got thrown into a big pot, and All-Star of the Year got selected. There were issues with the voting and whatnot. But all in all, besides an amazing opportunity for people to win some really, really cool shit and have a great trip put towards them, man. Just how many companies do you know do that sort of stuff? I mean, it's really, really, really fucking cool. But there was some issues with the voting, man. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Paul, I'm sorry. I'm just playing catch up out here. I've got kind of a bad connection. You were breaking up, but I think I caught.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
I think I caught, you know, everything that you said in regards to All-Star of the Year. You know, it's something that we talked about and actually had some heated conversations about.
Right.
You know, all the people that are involved with Street Cooks, you know, an intimate level, the entire HQ was divided.
Right.
And it was one of those things where, like, no matter what we ultimately did, I think it would have been a problem. And, you know, like you know, I had always maintained we were going to pick, I would ultimately be responsible for fucking picking somebody for
the course.
I didn't want that responsibility. You know, I thought, how fun would it be to be able to give it to the people that actually did it and, you know, let them kind of diplomatically select, you know, the people's winner. And, you know, our webmaster, you know, immediately brought it to my attention that there was some funny voting, and you know, we had to pull the poll daddy vote, and
right,
you know, at that point, you know, I you know, we'd already talked about it so much. I said, okay, well, you know, we're just going to do it the old fashioned way. And so, yeah, we turned it into an Instagram count the votes thing, which, you know, worked out about 75% exactly, yeah, like the other vote was swinging anyway. And, you know, in all fairness, we thought, okay, well, then let's all, instead of making, you know, runner-up prizes, let's make five winners. And in addition to that, and this is the thing that I don't think anybody's even really fucking tripped on, all 52 winners have their own personal discount code that they can email info@truecooks.com about, and yeah, that's good for them. Whatever, no limit, whatever purchase they want to make. And we're also making some All-Star specific apparel items that will only be available to the All-Stars, that will,
yeah,
be things that they kind of get surprised with periodically throughout the year. So, you know, that coupled with the new look on the Street Team All-Star page, we're all really excited about the All-Stars. And furthermore, the rest of this year, we really want to just focus on throwing light on the 52 All-Stars through the new Street Team page. And we're still going to do giveaways. We're still going to have a lot of promotional, like, some fun stuff to do, but we're not going to do the weekly All-Star again until 2017.
Okay.
So
that was
my next really question. A year to let all these folks kind of, like, you know, get their shine on. And, you know, we're integrating, again, some restaurants and establishments that we're passionate about, that are also passionate about True Cooks, but maybe a lot of, you know, but don't really show it at a, you know, a hashtag level. And also, you know, the People's Food who have supported us up to this point. So yeah, the selfie, the endless selfie procession on the Street Team page is over with, and we're going to start having some cool food content on there. And you know, we're real happy with how it looks so far. And, you know, just like everything, it's a work in progress. It's organic, but you know, it's moving in the right direction.
Now, that promo code that people have that you can get for being an All-Star, they email info@truecooks.com, they get the promo code back from you. Is that like a one-time use code, or how does that work?
No, that's good for the whole year.
Wow.
All purchases through truecooks.com. And, you know, and also, you know, this Street Team All-Stars, they're going to get taken care of a little bit with all of their things. I think we've already kind of started that a little bit. I think some people are seeing some stuff that they're happy about.
Can I get, like, the radio promo code or some shit, man? What the fuck? I'm totally
kidding.
I'm totally kidding. You know I'm fucking joking. You know I'm joking. You know me, man. Come on.
No, I love your support, man. I think half your family's black. We're all black. It makes Tanya's job very difficult.
listen, I'm not trying to go back to that, but like that almost made me feel as good about buying things from TrueCooks. Just the fact that that happened, like, you know, you don't have to do that. Like nobody at TrueCooks had to help out my family, and that happened. And that's just, I mean, that is how you keep people. It's like having
a regular at your restaurant.
Your regular at your restaurant, if you want to, you know, you take something out to them every now and then.
Yeah,
make them happy,
but still, you had that regular, you still fuck up that regular every now and then. You know what I mean? And that's where that frustration lies. The same. It's like, wait, you mean so and so made her quitter? I didn't know about that. Well,
right.
How can I let you know about every single person that eats in the dining room? And it's like, well, that's why we have the preference cards. That's why we have the. It's the same shit, man. It's such the same shit. So, like, when we drop the ball, like, there's a lot of times where I'm like, oh, fuck. Dude, this dude is a good dude. He does shit for us all the time. Fuck, I wish him bad. And, like, he got, like, a regular. You know, I don't know. Same shit. You want to try to hook people up, they hook you up, right?
It was just awesome. I thought it was badass, dude. And I was like, yeah, that's fucking amazing, you know, just to make that shit happen. Enough of that, though. You know, in the end, as far as the All-Star thing goes, you know, listen, you did something cool for people, and you did something very cool for people who are fans of TrueCooks, and anybody who's got a problem with that is just stupid. Like, what is wrong with you? Why would you ever have an issue with that? Because, listen, no matter what you do, we've talked about it before, social media-wise, people are going to have their fucking opinions. That's the way it goes. You get a following,
sure.
Everyone wants to have an opinion about it. But I want everyone out there to remember, this is something my man did. Chef did this out of he didn't have to do this. There's nobody. He did it because he wanted to. He did it to be nice. Like, what he's doing comes out of his pocket. Fucking lay off. That shit's amazing.
I don't know if it's all that, man. I appreciate that. No, I do. And you know, just like a lot of things, that's come from a very genuine place. And I appreciate that, man. But quite frankly, though, man, you're on to something because, you know, look, man, you show me another fucking little bullshit startup, you know, apparel company does what we do. There's none. Mm-hmm. And there's so many, and you become kind of a student of this shit. It wasn't really like up in my face at the beginning, but I've kind of grown to see this stuff, and there are so many thirsty ass like apparel startup companies that are like, you know, and some of it's really dope, you know, it's not a lot of it's whack, you know, but a lot of it's really good. They just come and go and come and go, and a lot of it I just cringe at because I just think, fuck, man, these poor dudes spent so much money on this shit, and like it's not right for them, and it's like it's so wrong. You know, fuck, man, I've seen probably, I quit counting. I think there's like about 10 like TrueCooks knockoff companies or I'm sorry, that sounded wrong. You know, like companies like that maybe TrueCooks might have inspired to try to, you know, tap into a chef lifestyle brand market, you know,
right?
Maybe that's the political way of saying it. Man, these motherfuckers come and go, because
amazing.
It is hard, and it takes so much capital, and there is no fucking margins. There's not unless you're like in Macy's. Are you really like eating good off fucking apparel game? You're not, and it's very similar to operating a mom and pop restaurant. You know, in terms of profitability and in terms of work and investment to keep that motherfucker running. You know, and so like when I see these little, you know, like and none of them have really been particularly inspiring to me. I got to be honest. You know, there was my cats early on. Actually, there was my cats. Straight Chefing It, I think is what their names were. Straight Chefing It.
Right.
And I liked those dudes. At least they had like their own flavor or something. I apologize to Straight Chefing It if any of you cats are out there. I think you guys were from Jersey. Or whatever, you know, I used to love your shit. I used to tag you in our shit and stuff. And like they were doing like their own thing, you know, but man, there's been a lot of like, just like straight up, and we're getting knocked off too. We got fake TrueCooks shirts coming out of, Thailand. There's a couple of different dudes that are doing them out of Thailand now. So that's dope.
I've seen some of the fake true cooks like hats and shit rolling around on Instagram, and
so that's dope.
So that's dope.
Whatever. Yes, you know. I mean, come on, man. It is what it is.
Oh,
I mean, anybody,
God,
anybody that like I want to fuck with that is interested in true cooks, if they can't figure out like the you know, like the difference between that and that, it's like I don't, whatever, that's all good.
You don't mind. You saw the startup I'm trying, right? I'm working on a whole thing called Real Cooks.
Real stuff. <Yeah. laughs>
No, I'm just fucking with you, man. Dude,
I think there's some cat. There's a cat in Australia. I think he only hashtags fuck your cooks. Somebody showed me that a couple of days ago. Yeah,
oh,
it was dope. I'd never seen that before. The one I really want to start though, the one that I really want to get behind though, man, is that True Cooks Tattoos. I think that's what it is. Baby Jane started that one, and like there's so many cats out there that like have like tattoos that you know some of our imagery is inspired. I would love, and I keep touch in track with all these motherfuckers, man. I try, you know, I would love to be able to have like one catalog where you could just go and be like, oh, that's all the True Cooks inspired tattoos.
Dude, look,
and there's so many.
It's amazing, but like I'm not being a dick. I'm not tattooing anybody's logo on my fucking body. Like that's just like I'm not doing that.
And I wouldn't argue with that. But what about a non-logo specific thing like Secrets of Success, where you've got like just like some kitchen tools with an olive leaf around it, with humility, dedication, sacrifice. You give that to a sick tattoo artist, he's gonna fuck that up. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. Like, inspired by. I'm not talking about a fucking True Cooks bumper sticker on your chest. I would advise against that.
maybe I'm just old. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, you are. Yeah. You are. But yeah, I hear what you're saying too.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Made me feel good about myself. When we finish this phone conversation, I'm going to go take a bottle of bleach. Thanks, man. That was my boy Chad. We were hanging out, and then he just, I just decided to kill myself. Anyway.
Good talk, Pops.
Dude, the new drops that have come out so far have been amazing. What's going on right now with True Cooks is fucking really, really cool. And look, you know, that shit I'm talking about from the True Cooks All-Stars thing, like, look, I'm a Northeast guy. I don't hold it in. I can't help it. That shit pisses me off. You're going to get mad about that.
I don't know, man. Like you're talking about specific people. I don't know who you're talking about, man. We got 50
I didn't say anything.
With them all, you know, like honestly, man, you know, fucking, who's a good homie? That fucking Regular Chef. My man Jamie Barnes. You know, there's a lot of cats that have, you know, Queen's Cholo. There's so many cats that have like been down since fucking day one that are like,
right.
You know, I think it's funny, you know, Plum, honestly, man, like sometimes I see like the social media thing, it's almost like an extension of the real kitchen.
Right.
Where like, imagine like all these cats, like these cats that you see in your feed and shit, like you're actually working with them.
No doubt.
And there's like the cats that you're like, oh yeah, oh fuck yes, okay. I'm working with that dude and this one and that one tonight. Chilling. And then there's sometimes where you're like, ah, fuck, I gotta work with that one.
Yeah.
Okay, I know I'm gonna have to carry them. I know I'm gonna have to do this. And then there's just the worst where it's just like, man, this isn't even my shift, dude. Who are these fucking strangers? You know, and from a chef perspective, you know, it's funny because it's like you know, a lot of these folks is like, you know, like they show some promise and like, you know, like you like their style and you're like, okay, man, I'm gonna invest in you, you know, and then for whatever reason they just fall apart. And they just disappear.
Yeah.
And, dude, it's happened to me. You know, it happens to everybody, dude. And I'm, like, 25 years into this shit, man. You know,
right.
like it's just something that is to be expected at this point. You know, you almost, like, train yourself where you don't want to get too attached to people because you don't know how long they're going to be around for. you know, and that's even in the best circumstances. You know, this is a funny industry, man, and there's a lot of people that are kind of transient to it. So when people go super hard on fucking, you know, True Cooks IG or whatever, you know, Facebook, you know, whatever, just, you know, and then fall off, like hard, it just seemed like an extension of just like the regular ass kitchen to me. It's like, you know,
yeah,
like,
right?
What happened? What happened to that dude that was killing on the grill last week? Oh, man, that motherfucker just disappeared, dude. I don't even know.
I don't know. We finished the shift. We went out to the bar. Like, oh, my God, I think it was three. I don't know what happened.
Pub, then they show up fucking 6 months later. And it's like, man, no, you're not really fired. I mean, you know, I mean, you're still my dog and everything, but you don't work here anymore.
I mean, no, but like if a ship opens up, I'll call you, maybe. I don't know.
it's funny, man. There's a lot of similarities.
It's so funny. And, you know, especially when you've been in the business. I was going through True Cook's hashtags the other day. Just checking shit out. I think I'm falling asleep tonight. Nothing bad, man. And I saw a really cool picture someone posted, and it was me. The picture, it was like one of the little like sayings or whatever behind the picture. It was me. It was, you know, young in the business. Fuck that. I'm not doing that. Been in the business a minute, and it said something about yes, chef, no problem, or absolutely, I can do that. It's amazing how much your whole mindset changes with the whole thing after you've been in the business for a little bit. When I was young, when I first started this, I've got 20 years myself. And when I first started this game, you know, you get pissed off at work and all that shit. But now, I can't remember the last time I got angry. Like fuck.
You found your zen spot.
You know, it's food, man. It should be happy. You know, I mean, food is good stuff.
You found your zen spot. I think that the homie Tricar, I think he probably had a meme the other day, something very similar to that. Because he's the most prolific motherfucker on the internet, man. That dude is a beast. I think he had something to that effect a couple of days ago, man. But yeah, no, I definitely hear what you're saying, you know. I mean, we're just out here trying to eat.
That might have been the dude I thought it from, because that dude's awesome. I mean, that guy, I mean, I'm a big fan of his, man. He's awesome. And the stuff he's got going on, I mean, shit. And last thing he put up, it says, I wish everything was easy as getting fat. No shit, brother, me too. Let me tell you what. All right, so check it out. We've had a few people on hold for a few minutes. Baby Jane says if I don't get to her, she's going to cut me in a very bad spot. So she wants to talk to me.
Yeah, man, we're taking calls, man. What's up? I thought we were going to, this is a call-in show. How many call-ins?
We're talking. Doing our thing. You know? You and I haven't caught up in a while. That's what happened. So, you know, we're just catching up. You know what I'm saying? So,
like a couple of old ladies over here, man. Let's go.
We're fucking doing it. Hey, real quick, man. Any plans? Tentatively, you can't commit. I'm not going to hold you to it. New York meetup in 2016. Happening again?
We are going to be in New York twice. I will be there for two occasions. One in April sometime with half the street team all-stars, and then hopefully, and I say hopefully because I want to be there in the summertime with the other half of the street team all-stars. So yeah, for sure we're going to be there twice, and I hope to be there on some business more times than that.
I hope you are.
You know, come on. I mean, our entire fucking computer database is in fucking Bed-Stuy. So, you know, we got to keep an eye on that.
No doubt. Well, dude, so look, when you're here, you go holler at your boy, because we're gonna go out and hang out for a minute. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Chef Nate.
Yeah.
One of our all-star winners. You know, like you guys can ride the train together or something. I guess he can't fly, or Lucho too. Lucho's another one.
He's in the chat room raising hell all night here. He's running shit right here. It's awesome. That's good times right there.
What a fucking good cook that guy is, huh?
Yeah, no doubt, man. His pictures look beautiful. Bro, we'll catch up offline about that shit. I got some shit that if you're going to be around in April, we should talk about that. I should probably try to get you included into. In the meantime, and in between time, if I don't get to Baby Jane says, she's going to kick me in the balls. So let's see if I can find her right here. Hey, you there? Melissa.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Are you?
Hi.
What's going on? I'm sorry. It took a minute. We were catching up. We were two old ladies hanging out. We're at our chess club. We're playing bridge. We forgot to talk to people. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm always good. I'm always good. You know, Chad's here, too. You can talk to him.
What's up, All-Star of the Year? How are you?
I'm good, Chad. How are you?
Great. What can we talk about? What can we talk about? What's good?
Well, you know, you guys talk for basically like the last hour about...
Oh, it's a good conversation.
just about a lot of the stuff that was up and coming in the next year for the brand itself. But I was just curious, like, what, like, do you guys...
You're falling apart on me. You're falling apart on me here.
Nah, just calm yourself, Plum. I'm curious from Chad, like, just what the next steps are for the company and the brand, because I've been around for a hot minute, and I've seen the growth, and, you know, I know a little bit, but I think that there's a lot of people out there who are interested to see, like, what the future of TrueFlex
sure.
is going to be.
Sure, yeah, and you know, I think you're right, because when you went into that, you kind of like, well, basically, you jackasses talked about my question for the past 45 minutes, but, it, you know, in a nutshell, you know, good question, fucking wonderful question, you know, the editorial content is huge, you know,
yeah.
Our ability to make doper things and to be able to do things, collaborative things that are going to blow people's minds, continue to basically do exactly what we've been doing, just a little bit better and a little bit more effectively is really what the plan is, and continue to allow it to organically define itself in the meantime and audit every fucking process in the meantime, you know.
There you have it.
And there's a lot of really, 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 really good chefs that are coming out of the woodwork that are like, oh my God, yeah, True Cooks, that's our shit, we love this. But here's the thing, we never wanted the fucking 1%, and we still don't want the 1%. True Cooks is built off the fucking 99%. And you mark my words, as much as I love certain celebrity chefs, it doesn't matter if they fuck with True Cooks or not, because we do. And that's what makes the whole thing so dope. So we just gonna keep doing what we do.
You know Chef Plum, and that's what the deal is.
Love
right
you,
there.
Melissa. You're the best.
Look, check it out.
We'll talk later, because I know Melissa's got a lot of things going on in her life. Hey, Plum, can I ask Melissa a couple of questions real fast?
Sure, why not? Go for it.
Okay, Melissa, question number one, are you back in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm here until Sunday.
Go see my
okay.
dude, Jeff Mahan. Go to fucking Do Right Donuts. That's my dude.
Okay, did you write that down, Melissa?
Wait, what's that?
Go see my dude, Jeff Mahan, at Do Right Donuts. He'll take care of you. That's my dude right there. He's an amazing
okay.
fucking chef. Stella Rosa. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
That's it. That's it. That's all I got. I'll catch up with you on the Street Team All-Star hotline later.
Well, listen.
Okay.
There's a hotline? What the fuck is a hotline? Listen, Melissa, before you
go,
I wanted to ask you, we're kind of catching up from the year. We're catching up from the year before we let you go. I haven't talked to you in a minute, and I was totally down with the house, the True Cooks house. How'd that go? What was the deal with that? It looked like a fucking lot of fun.
The house was amazing. Over the course of the month, there was probably 50 plus True Cooks family who rolled through. They either came up for the day, you know, if they were local. I think the furthest that someone traveled to come out and stay with us was Big Raps. Him and his wife came out from Pittsburgh, and they stayed it for a week. It was a really, really, really good time, an amazing experience. I got to meet a lot of people. And, you know, just to explain to some people who are new to the company and to the brand, like, what True Cooks is about and, you know, why we're doing what we're doing and why we're so passionate about it. So it was an amazing experience. It would be really cool if we could do another one, you know, in 2016 someplace.
Well, if it happens again, I'm coming out, no doubt. I'm telling you, I'm coming out, and you're going to be upset that I came out, because there's going to be a lot of alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was fun. You know,
nobody's ever seen those before.
Nope. I'm bringing something new to the table. That's what I do. They used to call me, listen, when I was in elementary school, I got voted kid most likely to bring new stuff to the table. And guess what? I'm bringing alcoholic beverages.
Well, there were plenty of those to be had, for sure. Oh, so I'm not sure if that's a new thing, Plum, but if you want to bring it, bring it.
Hey, I'm always going to bring it. Listen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my dear. You're awesome. I can't wait to see what your adventures take you. I follow you on Instagram. I live vicariously through you. You're awesome, and I look forward to the future, Miss.
Word. Well said.
Awesome.
Well said. Likewise. Talk to you soon, Miss.
Thanks, guys.
You're the best, honey. Take care. Look, that's somebody you look at. When you look at what you've done, it's someone like that who you've affected so much that they make a fucking house.
No. There's no you. There's no you.
Right.
In that.
I get
that. That's where we have to revert back to this greater True Cooks community. You know, this thing is not a fucking vanity project for me. I don't even like doing PR. I quit doing PR, actually, a couple years ago.
Right.
And, you know, like for my real life. And, you know, like, yeah. Melissa Steph, all of these people you touched on, you said the word vicariously, like the folks that you're allowed to live vicariously through, these people's successes are my successes. And I mean that genuinely. And I've always meant that in my career, you know, because I was put on with some good chefs that damn sure that I would be successful if I could follow these simple little, you know, secrets to success. And
wow.
And if I could, then they would probably live vicariously through me. Look, man, Plum, I don't have any kids, you know.
Right.
Like the cooks that I work with and the people that fuck with your cooks, like you know, honestly, I want to see all these people succeed and do well in life and be able to come back years later and be like, yo, True Cooks, that's my shit. Like something gave me something I could relate to at a time that I needed it.
Well, Melissa's amazing. She's a beautiful woman. What she does is amazing, and her support is incredible. And I think she's the greatest thing ever. I loved meeting her in New York. I hope that I get a chance to do it again in the future. Let's do another call. You ready?
Yeah, she's great. Next caller. Yeah, let's go. Next caller.
Here we go.
Next caller.
And guys, listen, we're gonna fire through a few calls here because I'm trying to end the show at a, you know, around an hour. It might be a few minutes after, but we're gonna fire.
Yeah,
through.
It's already a few minutes after. Plum, if I can make a request for my body reception out here at Carmel, TCHQ. Let's talk to some folks, man. Come on,
coming, brother, coming. And by the way, we're 57 minutes in. We're not past the hour yet. So here we go.
Okay,
that's semantics. Here we go. All right, 208. You got Chef Plum and Chad on the phone. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boston. It's Tyson.
Tyson, what's up, homie? How you been?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing tonight?
What a good dude. Thank you for all your support, brother. We're good.
Oh. Man, thank you. I don't know what I wouldn't do without the True Cooks fan supporting me.
Fuck me, man. What a cool thing. But, you know, Tyson, let me ask you this, though, man. You know, like that term fam, and I might be responsible for that. You know, don't you see it more as a community? More?
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's people I talk to every single day on there.
Reason why I say that is like I'm concerned because I know a lot of people, like, you know, their perceptions can be cultish, and look, man, I'm the last person in the fucking world to question the validity of fam. Like, look, you're a cook, I'm a cook. Like, that's cool, man. Like, that's our common ground. Like, that's it. I can vibe off of you. But I think that, like, it turns some people off, like, when they're like family, and they're not treated like family. I think it's more of a community where you have, different points of view, you know, but one common ground bringing all of this diversity to one spot. I mean, is that fair to say?
No, absolutely. And I mean, that's what pulls me there. I mean, everyone's doing their own thing, and it's crazy some of the other things people are doing. I mean, and it helps inspire me.
Well, Tyson, man,
likewise.
It's so awesome to hear
likewise.
You called in. It's great that you're here, dude. You're a fantastic follower on Instagram. I really love checking out all your shit you're posting. And I do. I quoted a lot. I quoted you earlier, as a matter of fact, my brother. But tell me, you got something you want to ask Chad? You got something you want to ask him about? You got him on the phone? Like, you can throw anything you want to at this man right now, and he will throw it out for you.
Mostly I was just calling to see how Spokane's treating you, since I'm also from that area, since you just went back there.
Well, I think this is a great this is a great point to address.
Yeah, go ahead.
I see this on I see this on social media a lot. You're actually talking to Minton, and I'm the owner of True Cooks and also a chef. Chef Chad White, on the other hand, is a accomplished chef in his own right and is a dude that we sponsor with True Cooks. And I think a lot of folks, you know, definitely like within the past like six weeks probably since Top Chef started, have the misconception that the Chad they're talking to on True Cooks that moderates everything is Chad White. Chad White, I absolutely love. And there's a great interview between the two of us on the True Cooks blog right now that kind of talks about his background. And like me, I mean, you can Google me and find some fucking bullshit on the internet. I mean, whatever, man. Like, it's all good. I mean, I no skeletons in my closet. You go to fucking do your worst and take up me. But two different chats.
Well, but both great dudes. There you go. Chad White's doing amazing for himself, especially with the whole Top Chef thing. Look, you do a show like that, even though if you get kicked off of it, doesn't matter. You've done a great job for yourself, for no doubt. And then, of course, my man Chef Chad, I don't think you could meet a finer human being on the planet. So there you have it right there. Dude is awesome. Tyson, you're the man, bro. We'll continue to follow you on Instagram. We appreciate the call.
No doubt, brother. Thanks for the call.
All right. There he goes. He's going down the road right there. It's funny, man, because I wondered about that, how many times people might confuse that. That's true.
Dude, it happens all the time, and it's fine. You know, there's a funny story about Chad. Do you have any Spokane, any other Spokane calls?
If I was good with numbers, I could answer that question, but I don't know what the zip codes are or the area codes.
It's okay, man. We're country. We're winging it out here. So I'm going to tell a story on Chad's. And we'll make this real quick because I want to talk.
Yeah, make it short. I'm going to grab two more calls. Make it short.
Let's make it 15 more calls. Chad, he participated, and I have to choose my words carefully. He participated in Top Chef, obviously, this year.
Yeah.
And they had a challenge in Palm Springs. The name of the episode was My Big Gay Wedding.
Right.
And, you know, Chad being an accomplished chef and, he's got a killer beard.
Ah.
I guess he became very popular overnight with the bear community. And there's a niche community in the gay community the bears where gentlemen prefer furry, things. And look, Chad loves all of his fans. He's appreciative of everything that has happened up to this point. We are not that there's anything wrong with it, but he has a lot of bear fans now.
Look, you take it where you can get them, trust me. Listen, I'm not hating on that man ever.
He's got a lot of bear fans now. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Not at all. Holy cow. I didn't have any idea that's where you were going. I was trying to figure out, where the fuck is he going with that?
But, next caller.
All right, hold up. Here we go. We'll just leave that alone. Oh. All right, hold on. I'm taking a sip of my beer if I take that. Yeah. Mm.
Plum's drinking again. Okay.
Wait, I got issues. What do you want from me? I got three kids and I'm married. I can't have a beer every now and then or seven? All right.
No. Yeah.
Here we go. All right, 910, I got you right now live. You got Chef Plum, and you got Chad True Cooks Radio, brother. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
What's up, man? This is George with Club Chef Plum. What's up, Chef Chad, man? This is George. I'm over here in Wilmington right now calling y'all, saying what's up? What's
dude,
up?
Fucking George. What's up, homie George?
George is the man.
I'm in my backyard right now staring at all this spinach that just, took over my garden.
You got a garden. You got a garden right now. Go fuck yourself, George.
Not really. It was a garden of like a whole bunch of different shit. Now it's just parsley and spinach.
Dude, and look, Chad, let me tell you something real quick, man. Let me tell you something, Chef, just for 1 second. This dude, George, is one of the best supporters of everything I've done and what I do. This dude is the man. We met in New York. We hit it off. What a great guy.
Yeah, no doubt. Yep.
Just a nice, just a good dude, right? Just a good dude.
Yeah. You don't have to sell me on George. He was actually the very first person I met. No, that's what's up, man. He was actually the very
Hell
first
yeah.
person I met at the party. At the Gold Bar.
This is a great dude, man, and he's very supportive. He's always checking my show out on Monday nights. What a great dude, man. George, I appreciate all the
George,
support.
What's
you're
up,
the man.
Well, George, what's up, man? What
you got,
are we talking
about?
You got
Chad has your full attention right now. From the True Cooks is all you. Ask that man a question. Tell him something.
All right. I'll ask you a question. I actually got a question referring to something I've done, and this is a personal opinion. I actually just made a watermelon radish puree the other night that I'm really not satisfied with at all. It's kind of too lumpy. I'm wondering, what can I do to fix the lumpiness? Should I cook it down some more because I had roasted it? Or should I use an emulsifier like a canola oil and just use my immersion blender and just stream some canola oil into it to kind of fix the lump?
Well, interesting question, George. And, you know, one thing that I've always wanted to make a point of with True Cooks is that we're not the place to come and get recipes at. However, I will weigh in on that, and I will say that don't cook it. I would run it through a juicer. Maybe add, what did you say, watermelon, radish? Maybe I would add a little bit of fucking, maybe a little drop of ginger to that, run it through a juicer, and then maybe I would go molecular route and take that juice and add a ton of agar-agar to it, and I would blend the fucking shit out of that, and then I would pass that again into something cold, and then maybe create like a very simple gel that tastes of nothing but raw watermelon, radish, and ginger.
Love that.
You know,
yeah.
With those flavors, if you're trying to cook them and turn them into a sauce, you're just dulling it the more you roast it and cook it and stuff, whereas things with, you know, maybe it's a slightly different molecular profile might lend better to slow cooking, roasting, caramelization, what have you. I like all of that shit raw.
Yeah, you know, listen. You mind if I chime in my 2 cents with that? Chad, you mind if I chime in? That's one of those things that's amazing because you can do some amazing flavors with that. So when you're making this, you're trying to make an emulsion out of it, right, George?
I'm really just trying because right now it's kind of lumpy. I don't like the lump. I'm trying to smooth the texture
lumpy.
Out.
Okay.
I got the flavor kind of where I want it. I just want to like try and get rid of the lumps. And whenever I like, if I pass it through a China cap or a chinois, and I just then it'll just be too thin. But if I leave the way it is, it's too thick. And I'm just kind of wondering
But the only thing that you got in there though is just the roasted puree.
The watermelon radish, yes, sir.
I'm sorry, watermelon radish. I thought you were saying watermelon and radish.
Just watermelon radish, sir.
Let me throw 2 cents in for you real quick, brother. Let me throw 2 cents in real quick, just to show that I actually do know food because nobody ever gives me credit for it. Here's what you do, bro. Check it out. What's happening is radishes in general aren't high in acid, okay? So when you're trying to make your puree and you want to emulsify it, you've got the right idea with adding a little bit of oil to it, but it doesn't have enough acid to truly emulsify the way you want it to emulsify. So here's what I would do. I would actually add a few drops of lemon juice to it and then hit it with that burr mixer, and I'm telling you what, that motherfucker's going to come out like a fucking thick fucking sauce, like a really heavy vinaigrette. And I think it'll work awesome for you. If you heat it, though, it's going to break. Chad, what do you think?
Okay. George, you want to talk about sauces and stuff? You can always reach out to me at info@truecooks.com. Attention, Chad. Next caller.
There you go,
love
George.
Love you, brother.
You're the man.
We're talking about sauces, coolies all day. But I wouldn't roast that shit. I would juice it.
I agree. Keep it raw. I agree. Completely.
Keep it raw.
George,
heard that.
Keep it raw. You're the man, bro. We'll talk to you soon. All right, dude?
All right. Appreciate it.
My man, there he goes. Look, that dude is awesome. I'm a big fan of George. He's badass. He has worked. You know, he made chocolate, Chef. He made fucking chocolate. Like, he took.
Hey, next caller.
It was fucking amazing. All right, here you go.
Next caller.
Here you go. Last one of the night. Here we are.
We love George.
All right, 310. You got Chef Chad and Chef Plum on the phone, True Cooks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yo, what up? This is Sous Chef from my life.
Oh, my
God. What's going on, everybody?
You know,
so,
last,
what's up, homeboy?
Last call of the night, dude. What's happening with you?
Chilling, man. Just finished a few orders and just waiting for the night to be over, play some orders, and be on with the night.
Yeah, you and me both, man. This fool's talking about last call. This is supposed to be a call-in show, man. What's up, homeboy? How you doing? What's good down there? What's good down there? What's good? What's good? What's good with Chef Dakota? We sent you a nice little box the other day. You get Dakota a shirt? I hope you.
Yeah,
did.
I sent her out that shirt. I got to give a couple of shirts to the cooks out here. Australia's doing well as far as from my understanding, and she's looking
bomb
to open.
Too. Ate there recently.
Thank you.
Really good.
And then looking to open another Sweetfin, I believe, within the next like 3 months or so. So to all you like people out there listening, thinking of opening up a poke joint, don't do it. It's already been done.
Who?
Done. So many people try to do that shit. Come on, guys. You already know who stomped the ground on that one.
Homie, you know, it's so funny because in my little shitty little coastal California town, there was something that came out the other day, and this is no shot at these cats. I mean, if you guys are listening, you know, definitely do your thing, homies. But it was like, poke, the new thing, sweeping the coast. And I was just like, oh, no, why is this not Sweetfin?
Yeah.
Yeah, we only fuck with Sweetfin. You know, yeah. If you're in the greater Santa Monica West LA area, you know, definitely swing by there. We'll plug the fucking shit out of that. You guys are cool
definitely.
People, man. Like that for that font, man, with the compressed fucking apple. That was a really good course, homeboy. That was a really good course.
Damn,
that was a really good course,
man. But yeah, I got some shit brewing. You know, as everybody knows, hopefully you guys can all watch it. March 20th, I come out on Cutthroat Kitchen.
There
yes,
you go, brother.
That's what's up.
Yo,
yes.
Yo, Saul.
Sous Chef, L.A., Cutthroat Kitchen.
Welcome to the club, my friend. I have done that show myself. Welcome to the club. Fucking fun,
yeah,
right?
Well,
yeah,
well,
it's going to be
interesting to see who comes home with the most money between the two of you now.
Yeah, look.
It'll be interesting because I've seen it. I've never been on it. Of course, I've never been on it. But I've seen it. And I know
look,
how
I'm
that
not,
shit works. And I want to see who gets the most
nobody.
Money.
I'm not hating on nobody, man.
Yeah,
look,
well, my money's on the Philippines all day.
Look, my episode, listen, they gave me a half an hour to run my mouth, and that was all I needed, man. I'm good to go. That makes my record 9-1. Nonetheless, not talking about my record of 9-1. So I'm excited to watch you, brother. When's the show airing? I can't wait, man. I'm pulling for your heart.
March 20th.
And, dude, tell me really quick, man, just how fun was it and how fucked up is it? Start shooting that show. You go in the first day, and I don't think Chad knows this. When you go in, your first day of shooting, the first thing you do, no matter what, before you do anything else, for any competitions, for any bullshit, you fucking film everybody leaving.
Yeah. That's the hardest part. It's like you get that thought into your brain, but it's just like you overcome that shit.
Before anything else,
yeah.
All right, everybody, we're going to film everybody leaving. You know why they do that? They do it so when you actually leave and you're pissed off, you don't break nothing.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, for the most part, like, honestly, like, for me, like, I was more concerned on what shoes I was going to wear for the competition.
Yeah, the cooking piece, man. And I'll tell you what, the bargaining piece, too, man. Like, that's the one, boy. I could see my man come through on the bargaining piece, you know, like he definitely, you know, like that Philippine dude, like that shit runs deep, boy, and you can do very little. You can do a lot with very little.
With very little, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, here, check it out.
Technique.
March.
It's all technique.
March 20th, my man Sous Chef LA is on Cutthroat Kitchen, bringing the heat.
Best dude.
Yep. I don't know the outcome, but brother, I'm telling you what, you can bank on the fact I'll be watching and I will be sending you some social media messages as I'm doing that, dude. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
Thank you, man. And like, if Vans, you guys listening, you guys need to put me on game. Vans just signed Vinny and Johnny with some sneakers for the kitchen.
What?
Yeah. So, well. Yeah. Yeah. Dog. Well,
yeah. Vans, get at your boy right here. I got some mad shit already like lined up. They don't even know.
Okay.
I hear you, Chad. All right, look here.
And, you know, as far as earlier, I heard people, like, trying to, like, hate on, like, what TC is about. And I just want to put, like, my two cents in. Like,
please.
2 years ago, before I met Chad, I always asked myself, like, why I cooked. You know, down the line, you come across this clothing company for whatever it's worth or whatever it is. People take it as True Cooks. But look beyond the name and look beyond yourself to understand what this company is about. It's not about, like, it's being true to yourself, first of all, and cooking what you do and doing what you love for yourself. That's what, like, I always tell Chad about this shit. And, like, big ups to, you know, for that name itself, that shit's gold, man.
Yep. That's, I think I probably would agree with that, man. I would agree with that. And look, that's what's important. You have dudes like yourself, man. That's what's important. Who fucking rep it nonstop. And you're the man, dude. I love following you on Instagram and social media. And, bro, I'm going to holler at you when you're on the show on March 20th, all right?
Thank you so much, guys. God bless. Thank you, everybody.
Nah, man. Honestly, man, like nobody really knows what a good cook this dude is. But, like he's somebody that we fuck with big time, man. Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
This is awesome, man. Yo, Slaw, we'll holler at you soon, brother, all right?
Definitely. All right, Plum, have a good one. All right, Chad, we'll talk to you soon, man.
No doubt.
There he goes, heading on down the road. Look, well, Chad, wait a minute, man. I'm going to try to figure something out right now. Were you hating on me? Look, I went on fucking Cutthroat and whipped the llama's ass. What are you talking about?
Let's get one more call. We can't get one more call. I'm out here in California trying to get one more call. I know it's late out there in the East Coast. People are just waking up in Australia, man. Let's go.
That's true. They're going to cut us off in a minute, man. I don't think we have time to do any more calls. But they're going to cut us off in a minute. But look here, I do want to point out really quick. I'm getting yelled at in the chat room that we didn't bring it up, and we need to do it really quick. Melissa wants us to talk about her 8-course contest she's got running on Instagram. So we got to make sure we bring that up.
Yeah, everybody got to check that out.
Yeah, I mean, so make sure you check it out.
No doubt.
You follow her at Baby Jane Says on Instagram. Check it out. It's an awesome contest. You go in there. She's got tons of prizes. Just get on there and check it out. You'll find out all the information is right there at Baby Jane Says on Instagram. The 8-course contest, it's important to look at that and see and support the people who support you. So that's what I'm all about right now. And, dude, I'm looking forward to checking out my man on Cutthroat Kitchen on the 20th. It's going to be badass.
No doubt. And in the meantime, we're going to see each and every one of you guys shining on social media, man. It's such a blessing, and it's so cool to be part of this whole thing, man. And thank you, everybody, for letting me be part of this.
Dude, let me tell you what right now. It is awesome to catch up with you. We've been busy. Everybody's been fucking doing their thing. I get it. You've been busting your ass, too. It's so fun to sit here and talk to you, and I appreciate it. It's humbling to have the opportunity and to even for a smidgen of a fucking half of a fucking hair be associated with the True Cooks, man. I'm humbled, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining me.
My man. I'll talk to you soon, brother. Thanks for the opportunity.
Dude, you are the man. And let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep you on the phone for 1 second, so I'm going to get us out of here. Together, because this is the True Cooks radio show, and it's not True Cooks without my man, Chef Chad, as well as everybody else. If I didn't say that, you were yelling at me. That's why I had to say as well as everybody else. Check it out, everybody. Food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life happens around food. Let's make sure we give it the time that it deserves. And check it out. If you got 15 seconds, please rate and review this show on iTunes. It makes all the difference in the world. It really is a big deal, so please, if you get a chance, do that. And Chad, you're the man, homie. I look forward to the spring drop. And, dude, we'll talk soon, right?
Look forward to it, brother. Thank you, everybody.
There it is. That's my dude. Yo, you're checking out True Cooks Radio. We'll holler at y'all later on. Peace.